Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to motivate and inspire others to push limits, test boundaries, and climb those personal ladders of success. My name is Tawny Bro. I'm your host, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Marilee Lorin. She is a cosmic coach that guides corporate teams and individual professionals to find their purpose, passion, and profits according to the stars. She uses your specific birth date, time, and location, and then is able to map out a lifestyle and a business plan appropriate for your unique life path. As you can imagine, this is a hot commodity. Everybody wants these type of answers, and I am so excited to share this interview with you today. So let's just jump right in.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Marielle. We are very excited to hear all about your work, your story, what brought you here today. I know our audience is very excited because you have such a unique way of talking to people about leadership coaching and bringing in your zodiac side of it. So first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show today, Tawny. I love what you've done with the podcast of Books, Beauty, and Business. I think the concept itself is so unique and one of a kind. And, you know, what I do is kind of unique and one of a kind as well. So we're in the similar vein there. You know, I, as a cosmic coach, give business professionals advice about their life and their careers based on astrology. And who would have ever thought of that, right? So I understand what it's like to be a little bit different. And, you know, your audience watching here is probably thinking, oh my God, is that even a real job right now?
Well, I was so impressed with just looking at the name of your company is Symbolic and looking at your website and the type of people you interact with. I was really impressed. You have a lot of amazing testimonials on there. And you're right. No one really associates the coaching with the cosmic, you know, world of it. So tell us how, okay, tell us your story. How did you get started with this?
I got started because truthfully, I wanted my life figured out for me. And I think everybody secretly does. You know, we're all secretly wondering, what is my purpose and what should I really be doing with my relationships and with my career? And we're all hoping for some sign that's going to point us in the right direction. My cosmic coaching business was built to provide professionals with the same kind of clarity, confirmation, and confidence about their life path that I had always wanted for myself and that I discovered through the use of astrology as a tool to chart my course. So from boardrooms and fiscal calendars to stargazing and cosmic cycles, I help the most successful individuals find a sense of a deeper purpose in their lives and in their work. And, you know, I guide professionals from all different types of industries. I have Nike-sponsored athletes, athletes that have been knighted by the Queen of England. I have CEOs, entrepreneurs, small business owners. And, you know, through my individual life path discovery sessions, my 12-step cosmic coaching program, and then my corporate visioning workshops, you know, I really try to help people find that sense of purpose and clarity about who they are, what they should be doing, and specifically when they should be doing it for the most success. You know, the funny thing about astrology that most people don't think of is the simple fact that astrology uses a map of the sky when you were specifically born to provide information about where you're going. Now, when you think about it, historically, maps have always been used to help us throughout the world to find our direction. And the truth is, your life has a map too. And so by using your specific birth date, birth time, and birth location, we can actually map out a lifestyle and a business plan that is appropriate for your unique life path. And, you know, my work is really for the type of professional who wants to discover their purpose, ignite their passion, and increase their profits, but do it in a way that's really in alignment with their unique destiny.
Wow. That is so much great information all at once. Like my little brain is trying to process all this. It's such a unique, like you said, a unique direction to start a conversation with somebody with, you know, charting it out for them. Like, okay, so how spot on is this when you start this process? Like, it's not like a fortune teller that you're giving someone all the right answers to make in their whole life. Like, okay, you have to tell me more about this.
Well, the thing that most people don't know about astrology is that the reason astrology works is not because of magic, but actually because of math. So astrology is exact because it uses the mathematical coordinates of longitude, latitude, speed, and declination according to the time, location, and date that you were born. So it actually has a level of really unprecedented accuracy. And I've discovered that when I apply it in terms of describing people's lives and also being able to forecast when opportunity periods or changes will arrive for the individual, as long as your math is accurate, then your results are going to be pretty accurate. You know, a fun way to think about your astrological chart is that it's kind of like the Uber of destiny, right? It's kind of like a little GPS. So when we pull out our cell phone and we say, hey, I want to go somewhere, right? I want to go to a restaurant or I want to go meet some friends. And we type in a destination. All of a sudden, this map pops up and it seems to know exactly where we are now and exactly where we want to go. And then able to tell us precisely when our ride is going to pick us up and precisely when we're going to arrive at the destination. Now, nobody sits there looking at their phone and says, oh my gosh, I think that this is witchcraft. I think this is magic. How does the Uber know?
Yeah.
And when I'm going to get there and how the car is going to get me there, right? Because the Uber app is using the same coordinates, right? Longitude, latitude, speed, right? Time, where you're going to go, how you're going to get there, where you are now, where the ending destination is. And boom, it produces exactly what your journey is going to be like. And we don't give it a second thought. We just say, oh, my Uber ride is here. Let me get in and get into my destination. And bam, I've arrived. Well, the reality is your astrological chart works in the exact same way using the exact same math that your Uber driver does.
That's amazing. I want to know all my Uber past for my future. I can see how amazing and effective this would be for a company, for individuals that have a destination in mind, the way they want to go, how they want to get there. And then to have something like this, like either confirm, right, that they're on the right path, or maybe even, I don't know, do you ever redirect people? Like, hey, I think I'm going to go start this business. And you're like, well, I don't know if that's like, how do those conversations work?
Yeah. I think that astrology can be really helpful in oftentimes affirming things that we already kind of knew, but we needed a bit of validation for it, right? So I always joke with my clients that I'm never going to tell you anything you don't already know about yourself.
Okay.
And I say that because when you hear about your astrology and you have an outside coach giving you their sort of not involved perspective, is it helps you see yourself, but outside of yourself. And most of the time when I'm discussing with my clients kind of about their overall life path or the timing of some critical decisions that they're getting ready to make, They nod their heads and it's all, oh yeah, I kind of figured that. I kind of felt that. I kind of knew that, right? So I think it's also a good reminder to trust our gut instincts, right? Like we often know what's best for us in our heart of hearts, but sometimes our logical brain wants to talk us out of it.
Yes.
There are times when I might offer some insight that helps a client maybe consider a redirection. You know, the most important thing is we all have free will, right? The planets and the stars don't make us do anything. We all have free will. But they can describe opportunities and timing of those opportunities that are ours for the taking or ours to decline. And so sometimes I may know that a client has a certain intention, like let's say, as you've suggested, to start a business, or maybe they're hoping to get married. And I look at the timing in their life cycles, and I can see that maybe it's not now, but it's in 6 months, or it's in a year and a half. And so I can tell them to keep that goal in their mind's eye, but to wait for the more opportune period so they don't experience as much resistance in the meantime, or as much disappointment, or they're not throwing away money, time, and energy at a less opportune period. So they can execute their goal. The question is knowing, when will it be most successful for me?
Yes. Wow. I'm still like, my head is still spinning. I love that you said that you're not telling them anything they don't already know. With when it comes to intuition, I feel like we are losing the muscle of discernment and intuition in our life. With, you know, the more you use something, the more you listen to yourself in that intuition, the easier it is to kind of reflect that, hey, this is what's going on. And I feel like we are not, like, in general, if I would have listened to my intuition my whole life, I would have been in such a much better place, right? Well, you know, I'm probably where I'm supposed to be now, but I just feel like that's such a good thing to remind people of, right? That inside of you, you know. But I love that you're bringing astrology into the conversation, because I think that's another thing that we just don't know enough about. Like, you can easily dismiss it. Oh, like, you read your horoscope today. You know what I mean? Like, that type of thing. When there's a math and a science behind it that can give you more information around that. I think that's amazing.
I love what you said about how socially we have watered down the muscle of discernment. And what I think is important for all of us is, as we're making important decisions in our life, we have to constantly be asking, what's appropriate for me? And that's where discernment comes in, as you said, because what's appropriate for me and my value system, my wants, my needs, my personal desires and goals may not be what's appropriate for this other person or my neighbor or my colleague. And where we often get clouded in our discernment is with the noise that we hear in our surroundings, such as what we see on media or what maybe we see peers pursuing in their life. And so we start to assume, well, I should want those things too. You know, I should want a million-dollar fast-paced career with a mansion and 12 cars and a spouse and 3 kids and a busy lifestyle, or whatever it is we assume we should want. And there becomes a rift between what the individual is uniquely built for and their values and what's appropriate for them versus what they have sort of fantasized about based on social cues of what other people are pursuing around them. So in order to help you flex your muscle of discernment, the astrological technique can remind and reveal to you what you're truly individually built for. It's basically like finally getting the owner's manual to your life, right? So figuring out, the owner's manual tells you what you're built for, how it works, how to troubleshoot when there's problems, right? Mm-hmm. And knowing your individual astrology can help you feel more at ease in some of the decisions, and actually can help you set aside, I think, the temptation to pursue values and goals in society that aren't appropriate for you, right? And so part of it too is learning and becoming comfortable with what is individually meant for you, and knowing that it may not look like what your neighbor or your colleague is pursuing in their life, and that's okay. And your timetable on when you will obtain those things may not be as fast as you think, or might be faster than you think coming into your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that's a really good point too, because we all have a unique purpose, right? And so You're right. If you're misaligned and trying to fit yourself into a bubble, you're going to be burnout, exhausted, like not feeling like ready to get up every morning and hit the world. Like you're going to be like, oh, another day. Like, I can't wait till the weekend. Like, I can see how definitely professionals may get kind of swallowed into that, and bringing it back to like, man, I want my owner's manual. I'm going to have to sign up for your class. I'm going to have to do some coaching with you. Like, this sounds like, it sounds like it could benefit, like you said, all kinds of people in all types of different industries too.
You know, I used to see that all the time. You know, clients, they ask me a lot of times, you know, how is it that I seem to kind of read their mind and be able to answer their deepest questions? You know, prior to launching my Cosmic Consultancy, I had spent about 10 years in the traditional executive coaching business. And at that time, I was working specifically with infrastructure building corporations and Wall Street private equity funds. And I was closing deals upwards of $50 to $250 million. And these incredible men and women, what I found was they were successful, and yet they often hit this stone wall of not just professional success, but also personal fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these executives would express to me kind of a sense of disconnect, like we were discussing. They would express this disconnect in their life between striving to sort of understand some kind of deeper purpose amidst all these things that on the surface looked like they were doing the right thing in these careers and lifestyles that they had obtained. And so they would start to question, what should I really be doing? When should I really be doing these things? Is this right for me? And quite frankly, what I realized is that the traditional coaching techniques that I had been taught and a lot of the kind of mainstream psychological techniques really weren't answering the deeper questions based on the individual needs. And so I kind of went in search looking for something better than what was out there in the mainstream. And my search for this a little bit more holistic type of answer is actually what led me to discover the astrological technique. And because astrology uses mathematical formulas that are based on the individual's birth information, the results for the individual are exceptionally accurate. And when I started incorporating the astrology into the coaching sessions for these executives, I saw that not only their businesses improved, but really their lives and their confidence around the choices that they were making. And, you know, since launching my Cosmic Consultancy, I have guided the lives of over 700 professionals. And it's really nice because a lot of people tell me that this method is better than therapy and that it really has nailed them on the head so much more than other corporate coaching programs they've been involved with, because those tend to be a little more generic, whereas the astrological technique is entirely exclusive to the individual.
Wow. I'm still just amazed, like back to like when you first started talking about how you affect people's lives like this. Like, it is really amazing to me. I can see how you're very a highly valuable commodity for these people that are going through this. Like, I love it. So, okay. And I always think this, as you motivate others, as you're continuing to coach them and bringing all this knowledge and passion to them, we have to continue to fill up our little tanks full of motivation. So how do you stay motivated around this? Are you reading your own charts every day?
The answer is I actually do read my own chart every day, days in advance, months in advance, years in advance. I do. So I live my life exactly the way that I deliver to my clients, right? So, like you were saying, keeping our own tanks full of inspiration and motivation. Truthfully, what inspires and motivates me when I look around is I look for people who dare to do something really different. who are doing something that is unique and non-traditional and really one of a kind. That's what inspires me. I love weird. I think it's brave. And I love weird because it makes us a little uncomfortable, right? Like, weird challenges our perceptions of normalcy. And it also awakens us in sometimes areas where we become complacent. And it invites us to imagine what could be possible and maybe even to kind of expand our point of view. I'll tell you about someone who really inspires me. So my first taste of how weird can change your life in a positive way was 10 years ago when I got my very first astrological assessment by a practitioner named Lily Roddy. And at the time, I didn't really know what astrology was, but I knew what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I thought astrology was silly, superstitious, all about like Ouija boards and crystal balls, kind of a joke. I thought it was something like you would see on the television show Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You know, however, when I arrived at Lily Roddy's office for my first astrological consultation, I was really surprised by her professionalism. It wasn't what I was expecting. And, you know, her professionalism in that experience demonstrated to me that my perceptions about what I thought astrology was were misinformed, and that there was actually a lot of math and science behind astrology that gives it credibility. And so I swear I learned more in that one astrological session than I had in probably my entire lifetime of my own thinking in my own head trying to figure out my life. And I was so impressed with that surprising experience. Mm-hmm. And it made me obsessed with the idea that we could chart our lives according to the skies. Mm-hmm. And you know, because of that encounter with something that challenged my perceptions and helped me change my point of view about something that I thought was weird, mm-hmm. You know, I've gone on to launch a business precisely around something weird and being different and unique and one of a kind. And, you know, quite frankly, we all have something inside of us that is special and different, and that's just waiting to get out there in the world. Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I'm glad you shared that story, because I was curious, like, at what point that you came around this and then kind of built the idea around this. Cause I mean, that just doesn't, I mean, maybe your map showed this is going to come to you, but you've built a very successful practice around this. You're helping a lot of people. And so I love that you shared that story. I think weird is cool. I think it is different and it's uncomfortable sometimes, but I think when we keep putting ourselves out there in those uncomfortable situations, like, amazing things can happen, like you said. So I'm so proud of you. And today's your birthday.
It is my birthday. What a wonderful way to celebrate. And yesterday was your birthday. So how fun for us.
Maybe our stars aligned.
I think they do.
That's awesome. I do think, I mean, being a Sagittarian, there are personality traits, right, that I feel like Sagittarians, when I meet another Sagittarian, I'm like, I knew you were a Sagittarian. You know what I mean? Like, there's a trait about us that I love. So I think that's amazing. Let me get to that. Go ahead.
You know, since you've brought it up, I do have your birth information in front of me, and, you know, you are owed a little birthday gift, and, you know, we could take a sneak peek, if you wanted to, real quick, at some of the things coming up in your life.
Okay, yes, the answer is yes, let's do that.
The answer is yes. Okay, we'll keep it short, and we'll keep it fun, because I know we have a podcast to do here, but I'm sure your audience will understand that, you know, it's your birthday, and so you need a little bit of a gift to enjoy, right? I'm looking with my eyes at your chart here on my screen, because I have your birth information. So, you know, quick pointers for you. Let's talk first a little bit about your overall life path, and then we'll talk a little bit about some quick tips for 2021 for you. So the first thing is your overall mission in life is going to involve guiding, coaching, teaching, writing, and speaking. You have a sign of wisdom. And so your life is going to involve guiding, coaching, speaking, writing to people, and it shows up for you in the space of creativity in your chart. So this means that where you do the guiding, the coaching, the speaking, the teaching, the writing shows up in creativity, entrepreneurship, and performance, where people put themselves out there on stage and present themselves in some kind of unique way. And it aligns nicely, actually, with the front door of your chart, which means that you often deal with people in their individual identity, like helping them cultivate their individual image or brand or persona for them in some way. Now, your methodology that you use is that you are a creator and you are a leader. And you are perhaps even in some ways, even a bit of your own star and your own performer. So I love these creative energies that you have in your life path chart. Absolutely, you're meant to take center stage in your own life and career, to have the spotlight on you. And part of your path is helping to put other people in the spotlight, right? That's part of your gift, is you know how to put them in the spotlight as well. And absolutely, you're a leader. Now, your mark that you make is through trailblazing and innovating and pioneering. So you're a huge risk taker. And it often means that you're put in situations, particularly in business, where nobody has done exactly what you're doing before. So there might not always be a lot of people for you to compare yourself with or benchmark against, because you might be the first to do it in the way that you specifically do it. So trailblazing, pioneering, conquering new frontiers, absolutely key to your success. And it shows up in the wisdom sector. So it means that you can do this trailblazing, this innovating, this pioneering and conquering in the field of media and education and perhaps even travel. So maybe you have clients from around the world, or your work reaches globally in some capacity. Also here, your key motivators, my goodness, you love to learn. So you love to learn and you love to travel. So we've got to get you out there a little bit more. I know it's been tough this year with the COVID era to get out there as much as perhaps you normally would, but learning is a huge motivator for you. So you need to download the audio books, you know, get your Audible subscription, constantly be taking classes and workshops, you know. Here's a perfect example of you. You're the girl that drives while listening to her audio podcast at the same time of putting her mascara on at the stoplight, right? She can do it all. And travel, getting out there to see the world and really participate in the global experience is a huge thing for you. And again, it shows up nicely in your creativity space, which has already come up in your chart. So the need to be a creator, to be a performer, to have fun and to play is important for you as well. Now, some of your key values, relationship building is a key value for you. So you like to have these strong one-on-one interactions with clients and with people that you care about. So the relationship building is a key value for you, but so is beauty. So the power of aesthetics and presentation seems to play a strong role in your life and in your business. And it shows up in the communication sector. So, of course, you value having open and honest and informed communication with people. And that also is the space where you make your money. Now, what energizes you is socializing and networking. Mm-hmm. So you love in the mix, yeah, getting to know new people, and you love to be a connector of individuals. So you might be at one event, meet this person, you figure out what they do or what they need, and then you're at another event and it registers, you go, oh my gosh, I need to connect you with so-and-so, right? So being that connector, that networker, that generator of those relationships. And I love this about your chart. Boy, she loves to have a good time. She's got her party pants on. So her social life is very important to her as well.
That's awesome.
You know, what's a little quick insight here for 2021, You're finishing the first 6 months of next year. You're actually finishing a cycle that you've been in for 2020. So you're going to close that out in the first 6 months, and then you're going to kind of hit a new cycle. So we'll talk about both a little bit. Where you've been in 2020 and where you're going to continue for a little bit into 2021 is you're in a service cycle. So it means that you're rethinking how you do your business. So our products, services, the price points that they're offered at, and the schedule in which you're available has transformed a lot this year and will continue to change as you create these new packages that you're wanting to promote into next year. This can also mean that this year you've done maybe some hiring and some firing in terms of contractors or partners and people that help you achieve in your business. So as you've been redesigning these product and service offerings, you may have realized, oh, you know, I need to hire an assistant for this or a new vendor for that, or oh, this contract's just not really working out because it doesn't match with the new product or service. So there's been some hiring and firing that's been going on. And you've probably held multiple jobs this year is actually what it feels like. So that can be literal or metaphoric, where you kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I haven't just been the CEO. I've had to do this and I've had to do this. And I've had multiple jobs in many different places. Now, where you're headed to in the second half of 2021 is you're headed into a relationship cycle. So all of a sudden in the second half of next year, your personal relationships, as well as your business partnerships, are going to feature more strongly for you. So a lot of 2020 for you, you've been successful, but maybe almost distracted by how you've been reorganizing your business. And it may have even at times taken a toll on your health. So your mental well-being, your emotional well-being, or even your physical stress could have fluctuated this year due to how many hats you were wearing and all the changes in your product and service offerings that you were trying to provide. So now all of a sudden, once you get that wrapped up in the first 6 months of next year, the rest of next year opens the door for you to have a stronger personal life. So your intimate relationships will figure finally getting to the forefront where you can be in those relationships and have experiences and make choices about them. And there could be some opportunities for what feels like more of a true business partnership or a collaboration in your business. So that way you don't feel like you're the only person who's always having to lead the helm for yourself and for your team. So I think this is a really exciting time frame ahead for you. And I certainly hope that maybe when we sit down for our full birthday session, we can go into some of the greater details because it's looking fantastic in the stars ahead for you, Tani.
Oh my gosh, that is so spot on with so many things, with the changes I've gone through this year, the new businesses that I've started, like all of that made me feel really good. Like I'm on the right, like I am on the right track. I mean, I am a constant learner. Books, Beauty, and Business. That's what we talk about and things to do. And then with Success Headway, like I just really feel like there's a lot of good stuff. So it is like nice to know like my path that I'm on, like, and the things that that make me super excited every day are aligned with what I'm doing now too. And yeah, there has been some shifting this year and some, you know, new ideas. So I really love that. And I mean, I did write a book this year called Women in Power, which, you know, is one of those things. You just go through the process, and it was a bestseller for a few days.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I feel like, yeah, I can see how I've never really considered myself super creative. I'm more business oriented, but I am diving a bit deeper into the creativity side. So I'm excited to see what happens in the future as well. I really appreciate you sharing that with me.
That was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
My pleasure, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and happy birthday to you. Okay, so to wrap this up, do you have any books that you like to recommend for people out there to read, or, you know, one of your favorites that you always, you know, keep on your shelf?
I think two of my favorites that always seem to help me see the big picture is Conversations with God. Mm-hmm. which is such a wonderful, big, makes you really think about the whole universe and your place within it, and really gives you some context. So if anyone has not read the book, it's actually a quick read, it's an easy read, and it's really enjoyable. It's done as a dialogue between the author and literally God himself, as if it were a fun two-way script going back and forth. So it's cheeky, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you tear up, it'll definitely make you go, oh, I wonder about that, right? If I could actually sit there and ask God all the questions that I'd always wanted to ask and get my answers. So it's really fun. And then another book that I love is The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying by Bronnie Ware. And it sounds like it's going to be depressing, but it's actually very, very uplifting. And the reason I love the book is because it's written by a hospice nurse. Okay. And interviewed all the people under her care who were dying. And she asked them what they would have done differently in their lives. And then she summarizes it into the top 5 things in her book. And so obviously, as people who are very much alive right now, it can help you live your life in a way that you won't have regrets when you die.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I think I've heard, I do have Conversations with God on my bookshelf. I definitely recommend that book. It's a great one. But, and I've heard about this second one. I don't think I've read it. So I'm excited. And I will put your book recommendations in the link below. So if anyone does want to jump out and check out those books, they'll be there for you. Okay, so what is your favorite beauty tip? You're beautiful, so I know you have to have beauty tips.
My favorite beauty tip is focus on how you feel. If you're tired, rest. If you're hungry, eat. If you need to cry, cry. Mm-hmm. You're really most beautiful when you're listening to yourself. And when you're making choices about your body and about your emotional well-being that are kind of aligned and honor your inner light, then any other fashion statement that you layer on top of that is going to just be an enhancement and an accessory to your authentic presence. Because otherwise, sometimes fashion statements can actually be cover-ups instead of enhancements. The truth is that no amount of makeup is ever going to improve a body or a soul that is starving for attention and recognition and nourishment.
That was a deep beauty tip. I love it. I will have that below too. Really focus on how you feel. I love that. We get so busy too with our daily noise, right? And we forget to take time sometimes to sit down and to focus on how we feel and to take some quiet time for that. I think that's very important. I think that's great advice.
So I always like to say there's no perfect lipstick color for an unhappy person.
Right? I love that. That's true. That's true. However, lipstick can make you happy.
Oh, yes. We all love our lipstick.
Okay, so do you have any additional motivation or advice for the ladies listening today?
You know, my best advice for all of the hardworking women that might be listening to this podcast is actually counterintuitive. Don't work so hard. Make time in your daily schedule for play. Make time for stillness. And make time for the unexpected. You know, if you were on your deathbed today, absolutely nobody would lay there and say, geez, I really wish I'd worked harder, you know, right? So, you know, if you were on your deathbed today, what you would regret is not spending time in your relationships and not doing the things that you really enjoy. And so remember that when we define success, that the definition of success is not exclusive to money and business. So, you know, go be with the ones you love and go do the things that you enjoy and go experience the world. Give yourself permission to really be alive.
I love that. I have so enjoyed having you on our show today. This has been such an enlightening. I mean, for me personally, I got my future is like, I'm on the right track. I really feel good about that. But just in general, what you're bringing to leadership out there, to organizations, a little different, you know, different way to view the world and the insight that you have. I really appreciated it. I really appreciate your whole story and your being. And I'm so happy you were able to share that with us today.
Thank you for inviting me to be on this incredible show that you've created. And I know that you have a lot of really devoted listeners who are professionally successful in a lot of different industries. So I feel honored to be counted among those faces. And I hope that parts of our discussion today were able to deliver for your audience the way that I know you do on a regular basis.
Oh, well, thank you. And all of Marilee's information is going to be at the bottom. If you do want to contact her, if you'd like to talk some more or learn more about what she does, she has an amazing website. There will be a link down there as well. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe. And thank you so much for listening today. Bye for now.
Thanks, Tani.